pass. I have received a letter distributed in Vrindavan. It has the picture of Anand Das Babaji of Radhakund, Purushottam Das of Radharaman, and some important figures of Vrindavan, also two or three Mayavadi sannyasis also. They are trying to prove that in Navadvip, present Navadvip town, nearby, in Kekada Mart, Ramchandrapur, Danga, is the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this is Prachin Mayapur, ancient Mayapur, Antardvip. And they are giving papers here and there. I saw that paper, and at once fire burnt in my heart that Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Ratnakar Thakur, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, so many places it has been described that my Antardvip Mayapur was in the east of Ganges. But now they are trying to prove anyhow by cheating persons and giving something cheapness to officers. They are trying hard to change this view. And they are preparing to spend more than 50 lakhs or so much.
How do you know? How do you
in
know?
Pamphlet it has been written all.
1 minute.
So in pamphlet I saw all these things. And at once fire burnt in my heart. And I determined to publish a book with reasons, with maps, and all these things which requires. And I have wrote that thing. Not only of 9 islands only, I have given appellation of all the Vaishnava Tirth in Gaur Mandal also.
So this book that you are editing now is a direct response to what they have said. This book you are working.
I have heard before also.
So you already knew about this?
Knew. I know everything. All their points I know. And every loop and corners of them I know very well.
And your book has maps and other things?
Everything.
Already in this book. So the work is already.
And all arguments which goes against them I have write down there.
Thank you very much.
And also to prove that from various books that Antardvip Mayapur is the same as now in the east from Mayapur to Hular Ghat. I have described all the muds and especially yours. And I have given the history, life history, in very sketch of all mud builders, that is Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, Prabhupada, Prabhupada Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, then Puri Maharaj, Madhava Maharaj, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Especially I have given some more for Iskon Mandir and Gusarang, Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj, and all others which have their marks are there. What is there, what happened there, everything I have. How to do parikrama, what is the advances, advantages of parikrama, and
very important book.
I have written. It is about of 175 pages or 200 pages.
I'm sure that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and your Guru Maharaj are very pleased with your effort.
I think that all this Maharaj will also, your Gurudev will also be pleased, and they will have mercy upon me. And perhaps they have all manifested their views in my heart that you should do this. I think that in Bengali and in English also,
book can be translated and published.
Translated. Jagannath had come and he insisted me also to do it. But I only did it
in Hindi.
Hindi for that thing. It invited me so much. I think this book will respond in Vrindavan. I will give it. I am trying to give it for a very, very little price, or I will give it without price. So that it will be
circulated. In the Nabadweep Parikrama, no, in Gaur Mandala, in a Braja Mandala Parikrama book that Jagannath has published of yours, you say there so many times, Ramananda Roy is Lalita Devi. But sometimes we
Ramananda Roy, no.
So I will show you.
It is mistake.
Big mistake.
Sarup Damodar is Lalita.
Lalita. But in that book he has published.
It is whole. Wrong.
You know this mistake? Did you know it is there? Oh.
Sometimes mistake. I could have told like so.
Not sure.
But it is wrong.
Yes. Page 44.
So many places.
Yeah.
It is wrong.
Okay.
It has been written there?
Many times on page 44 of that book, page 44, many times it says Ramananda Roy is Lalita.
No.
Quite wrong. Right, okay.
It is Miss Sufton.
Yeah.
We don't know anything.
No.
ABCD of our Gauriya Vaishnava.
Siddhanta. Mm. You can ask that.
In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami has written that generally the stages beyond prema are not visible in the material world. Means sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav are not to be seen in the material world. In
it
general.
May be seen. But we cannot, our general person cannot understand all these things. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, Krishna has also come. But general mass cannot see and realize all these things.
But say in the case of some great persons, like our Guru Maharaj or Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati or Bhaktivinoda Thakur, could they experience Mahabhav even in this world?
Certainly, if they are Siddha person.
Yes.
But
that means with this body they can experience, but their body is spiritual then.
Spiritual.
It's not a material body. With a material body, those things cannot be experienced. Only up to prema, but not more.
And that the man will, man, sneh, pranay, raga, and anurag. When Krishna is there, but they have come as a charge, alone.
Good. In Bhauma Vrindavan, where Krishna is, then those things can be experienced.
Experience and siddha persons can realize there.
But here, when they come as acharya,
acharya and alone,
they may not
have all these things.
Yeah. This very answer I gave yesterday.
But inwardly, they can have siddha roop, like Raghunath Das Goswami. He would go into siddha
daya,
and then he would experience mahabhav.
But not in his.
But there should be Krishna, Visha and Asra. Here Visha Asra is alone. No other companions.
In his sadaka rupena.
Sadaka rupena.
But
in siddha rupena also here.
He's alone? But if he...
In interior he is with all. But it will not be realized there. Who can realize? All are conditional souls, associates. Really, pastimes is not going openly there. When Vishakha, in the shape of Raya Ramananda, was there, but not all other associates were there before meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahabhava or anything he has not at that time, openly, when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he could have realized all these things. Internally he is Vishakha and he is servicing. But here, they appeared in this world for 50 or 60 years. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared for 48 years. The same age was of Sant Damodar. Raya Ramananda was some elder. At least we think them to be of 60 years age. They were in this world. The time for Golok, how many seconds will be there? 60, 80 or 100 years is equal to how many minutes of Golok?
Nothing.
Nothing. Not a minute yet. So here in this Leela, only for a very few minutes they have come and done their pastimes. So in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela, only in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was seen and realized that all Mahabhav vividly, Sneha, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, and more than Mahabhav, even was seen. But I think that only few persons realized it. those who think that he is faint, these are the, he has senseless only.
Fainted.
No sign of prem or anything they are realized.
Only by the grace of Kaviraj Goswami it has become clear.
Oh. Rupa Goswami.
Yeah.
Only Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, it has been come. Because Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has felt it by the grace of Raghunath Das Goswami. Really, Rupa Goswami is the root of all these things. He realized and all these things.
Now, if some Raganuga Bhakta follows Yasoda and Vatsalya Ras, what position will he get? As assistant of Yasoda, or another elderly gopi who is friend of Yasoda?
There are so many cases, no? And conditions. It will be according to their bhav. Outwardly we cannot judge it. It may be that like ওটার নামটা কি রে নন্দ যশোদা যে হয়েছিল
দ্রোণধারা
হ্যাঁ লাইক দ্রোণধারা দে মে বি ইন্টার্ড ইন যশোদা অ্যান্ড নন টেস্ট বাসলারস আর দে মে বি লাইক কাউস দে মে বি আউ
ওর সার্ভেন্টস
নেভার আর
সার্ভেন্টস ইন দ্য হোম
সার্ভেন্টস ইন দ্য হোম
এলডারলি সার্ভেন্ট
হুইচ হ্যাজ বাসলারস They can be also never as gopi and go. So according to their wish, what they want to be. And only one thing will not do. There's so deep greed and their devotional services. All want to be Radha Dasi, but I think that very few number will be there. In them, so many will go to Vaikuntha, so many will go to Mathura, some will go to Dwarka, and some will not have. So according to that, sadhan and bhajan, everything will be cleared. To see that place very eagerly.
This one here.
That
palace.
Palace and the garden.
That's right.
This place is so good.
In the 15th chapter of Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has spoken about some advanced stage of Nam Bhajan in Raganuga. And he has told that a guru will give Ekadasa Bhav.
Ekadas Bhav.
Yeah. And disciples should think about those. So the question came, at what stage the guru should give?
should clear it by Jayu Dharma. In what state Babaji Maharaj gave all these things to Vijay Kumar and or Krishna can manifest these all these things and good in the heart of disciple, any qualified disciple.
So in our line, after Bhaktivinod Thakur, does the guru give, or as the disciple makes progress,
what was before, then Das Thakur has got this or not?
We have no information.
Advaitacharya has or not?
No information.
We are not Sahajiya. If there is a pakka greed and qualification, automatically it will come. By Brihadbhagavata Amrita Ishi, every management is done by Krishna. If you are sincere, so you should not be too anxious for all these things. Going on our devotional services, only taking ekadash bhav, taking forcibly will not do. There must be some qualification that a disciple should have. Then everything will come. Actually, we have no such. We have very little. When eager will come,
some people say that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada never gave to anyone. So
this is who says?
The Babaji. Babaji say this.
Oh, they know more than us and our Gurudev. No? They are only doing something harm to us. For formal sabda.
What is
they don't say to us, because they will give reply at once.
What will be our reply to them?
Certainly he has given.
In what way?
If he was Kamal Manjari, Nain Manjari, he should certainly give to anyone. We can say surely that he has given to our Gurudev. Because he has not given, how he can could do all these things, how he had given to us.
So those who are thinking that Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta did not give, they were not qualified.
They are not qualified and they are not in a position to know all this.
And they were not qualified, so they went to Babaji's and got the cheaper thing. Some false thing. No
Prabhupada problem. Knew Ananta Vasudeva and Sundaranand, they are not qualified. So he could not give them. So they went.
And they said,
and
nobody.
They are Babaji, they are unqualified. And that person is also unqualified.
And therefore they said no one was given.
But we know that he has given so many persons. Our Gurudev told me that he has given to certain persons.
Given what?
That Siddha Swarup, Siddha Pranali. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given anyone that Siddha Pranali or not in writing? Anyone in writing has given this? No, none. Only Sahajiya Babaji has taken it by Sahajiya Paddhati. Not any Siddha Paddhati. Upadhi used to say that all Babaji's are charitrahin, characterless. And this is true. They don't know anything, ABCD of Krishna Tattva, Radha Tattva, Prema Tattva, even of don't know of Vaidhi Bhakti also. We are going in proper way.
Yeah.
And Krishna has arranged you also, arranged me also.
Yes.
We are going very steady and very proper way. Vittapada has met some Babaji and has taken some ideas. He told me
He told you what it was?
Babaji's idea, no Siddha Pranali of Gaudiya Vaishnava.
Right, they all say that.
We are telling that we are in Siddha Pranali, they are not, they are Sahajya Pranali.
We say our Siddha Pranali is Trinada Pisini Chaino and Tadoda Pisini.
Siddha Pranali, we are of Gaud Parivar. We have concluded every Parivar and we are going straight.
One time you read from one book of Bhaktivinoda Thakur that those who try to build Swarup on Shraddha are Sahajya. And actually Swarup will come out at Asakti, when Asakti goes into Bhav. Where that is written, where he has written that, what you read?
Jaiva Dharma, Shikshastak.
Shikshastak?
In his explanation he has given all.
Shikshamrita or Shikshastak?
Shikshastak.
Shikshastak, in the commentary.
A first slok and other sloks.
We have that.
Jaiva Dharma is good explanation of Bhakti Rasa Swami Sindhu. The tikas of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur tells everything clearly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our Swarup Damodar gives Siddha Pranali to Raghunath Das Goswami? Anywhere?
Then,
from where did he discover all this?
From inside?
No, no, I'm telling of Sahajya.
Oh, no, where? I don't know.
They,
I don't know.
They have, I think that only these are going on from 100 or 150 years.
Someone by the name of Rup Kaviraj.
Rup Kaviraj. They are descendant of Rup Kaviraj.
Right.
Atibadi. We don't see all these things in Narottam Thakur, Shyamananda Prabhu, Srinivasa Acharya, the descendant of Rupa Goswami and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, anywhere they had not like the Sahajya Babaji. We are in proper line. What Narottam Thakur has told in his Prarthana, what Narottam Thakur has given, Narottam Thakur has Prem Bhakti Chandrika. We follow. Rup Goswami is...
Is there a tika on Prem Bhakti Chandrika?
Oh, yes, Vishwanatha Bhakti Chakravarti Thakur has done. You should read all these things.
Yeah.
When we meet, we will see all these things. I first give this dakshina.
We are working.
We are trying.
Mukhara?
Mukhara.
Does she know that that Radha and Krishna are meeting?
Huh?
Does she know that Radha and Krishna are meeting?
Mukhara.
Radhika's grandmother? Does she know that she and Krishna are meeting?
She only does not know. She knows the way and helps them to meet each together. She knows everything. But he increases the rush.
We say that Krishna is never leaves Vrindavan, and the Krishna who goes to Mathura and Dwarka is Vasudev Krishna. Yet we read that Rukmini is saying that even when he is in my embrace, still he is calling out the name of the gopis and he is remembering Raj. If he is remembering Braj, how can he be Vasudev Krishna? He must be Shyamasundara.
We can also remember from there. Uddhava can also remember. Anyone can remember from Dwarka.
But the mood that he is in seems to be Shyamasundara, not Vasudev.
But it is obstructed by Dwarka, Vasudev, Sanspiri, always disturbing Krishna. And so he is not qualified to go in Vrindavan. Why Krishna does not go?
Because of the feelings of...
Because he cannot leave mukut, he cannot leave kshatriya bhav, he cannot leave Rukmini and Satyabhama. That is why. He has something, but
his mind is there.
Partly.
Partly.
Both are same, Tattvata. No difference at all. Only the difference is of Rosh Arba. Bodily he is himself. That is why Krishna, anywhere he will be, he is in Dwarka, but yet he is in Vrindavan, because he is remembering Vrindavan. So he does not live at any time this place. Where he lives, but he is remembering. I'm replying this not by any shastra. I'm myself.
The word bhavolasha.
Bhav?
Bhavolasha.
Bhavolasha. Bhavolasharati. Bhavolasharati is called the sthai bhav of manjari. This is bhavolasha.
Is it counted as a, as it's still part of Madhurya Rasa?
Madhurya Rasa. These are of Madhurya Rasa, but especially this bhag is there. Valli Tussar Radhika. The name is kept only for this, that they are Ullas. Ullas means, you know,
happy, right?
So much happy. So much happy is called Ullas. A man can love, but in Ullas, whether he loves or not, so much full of happiness there. And the waves of ananda are going on. Not one ananda, but waves of current of this is called bhav ullas. But here bhav means when gopis are serving Krishna and Krishna is testing, they are also testing. And at that time, gopis has some special mood or bhav. So cheerful. They can be Swadhin, Bhartrika and all others. These are called bhav. Seeing the bhavs of Radhika and gopis, in Manjari, Ullas comes. And this Ullas is Thai bhav. Then it is called Bhavullasara. Especially in Manjari, not for all. Samjhe? Kya samjhe?
That the Manjaris, they experience the happiness of the when the gopis meet with Krishna, and the mood of happiness is the sky bhav of the Manjari, and that's called bhav ullas.
Bhav is in gopi, and that bhav manifests in Manjaris, and they become so ullasmayi, and this ullas is sthayi bhav. So their rati or bhav is called, sthayi rati is called bhavullasa. Okay.
Oh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come in the mood of Srimati Radharani. He also had the mood of preaching in every town and village. So is the mood of preaching related to the mood of Srimati Radharani, or is there some other source of the preaching mood in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
It is written in Chaitanya Chaitanya. Antaranga sange kare rasaswadan, bahiranga laya kare nam sankirtan. When nam sankirtan he does, nam sankirtan means, nam kirtan and nam sankirtan, different.
Congregational, we call it congregational chanting. Sankirtan, congregational.
So this is mood of prachar with so many. तो संकीर्तन बहिरंग लिया करें नाम संकीर्तन बहिरंग लिया करें नाम संकीर्तन प्रचार
being you are going and there and अंतरंग लिया करें रसास्वाद when
is in the mood of Srimati Radhika, only antaranga are there. So, for 4 years, after leaving his home, and when he was in home, he was doing prachar, and 4 years also. So 24 plus 4, 28 years he did prachar, Nagar Sankirtan and all these things. After that, he sat down in Gambira, and Radha Bhava was tested there. Both cannot be at a time. But with Nagar Sankirtan, sadhan will go on. From Shraddha to Arati. Till Rati there may be preaching. But after that, not preaching with Bahiranga, but yet so much preaching will go. Swamiji was sick at his end days, but preaching was not stopped, but more was going. Hundreds and thousands of persons used to come to him. But he, that time he wanted only to hear very slowly and very sweet Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But only one kartal and very
soft.
Soft. That his mind should not be disturbed. But yet, I think that he is doing now, he is also doing now this prachar. He is the root of prachar. So prachar preaching will go on. And I think that more serious preaching will go if anyone tests Raghunga Bhajan. But he should, at first he should do all the bhajan and preaching. Preaching will add his sadhana. I think that Guru, Srila Guru Parapadma has bestowed his mercy to me by giving these books and ordered me to publish books, and especially Bhagavat Patrika in Hindi, in which he was also Sabhapati, Sampadak, Sabhapati, Swami Maharaj Bajaj. So I have to go so many books, to see books, to consult Vaishnavas, and to learn so much things. So this preaching made me so.
This is translation of Harinam Chintamani by Sarva Bhavana. Now this has created some confusion. Can we get Harinam Chintamani?
Not
English.
No.
Hindi wala?
Hindi.
Hindi ko the
Bangla.
Bangla wala. Bangla wala. Hindi nahi. Bangla. I want to also write on Harinam Chintamani.
Very important.
That would help.
Question while he is searching the book. When we, this is just a technical question. When someone is perfect in their Raghunuga bhajan.
What is perfect?
Means when they achieve the goal of their bhajan.
What?
When they, my question is this, that the, can we say that when someone is mature in their bhajan, then they are no longer raganugas, but they become ragatmikas. Is it correct?
When they will enter in the pastimes of Krishna, then they will be ragatmikas.
So that person who was a raganuga, when he enters into the pastimes of Krishna, then he becomes ragatmika.
He is doing sadhana bhajan in this body.
Mm.
And it, in this body, bhava bhakti will come.
Mm.
Swarup shakti bhakti. And he may have some abhas of prema also in this body.
Mm.
Abhas, not prema. When prema is to be coming, yogmaya will take this body, this soul,
mm.
to prakat lila-sthan. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
And there will have a birth according to his bhav in gop or gopi. There, there are two stages. Jatarati, jatprem. Two things. Jatarati means jat bhav. Bhav has come. And jat prem, prem has also come.
Where does the word jat mean?
Jata prem.
Jata means?
Jat means